This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And we broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. And teach you what we think you ought to know. We're all volunteers here. No one gets paid. And we don't have any sponsors. So there's no agenda other than we would like to teach. That's it. Truth matters. We're interested in just the truth. And we're interested in sharing ideas and opinions and values and ethics and morals with you. Today, we'll be talking about some tips from my book. I said that I would. And Rich Sheehan is joining us. And he'll be sharing some news updates, news in a flash with you. So we're going to intermix the tips from the book, unwritten, or unfinished, I should say. Not for sale. You can't buy it anywhere. It is not published. And this is just a series of tips the way we do things here at the farm. 68 years of experience on how we approach things. So, we're not going to take calls today unless you have a tip or tips that you'd like to share from us. So we're going to stay on topic. Be glad to take your calls if you've got a better way of doing something and you can explain it so that we can understand it on the air. We're all ears. All ears. The number to call in if you would like to share that tip or tips, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up, 712-770-9418. But I think that's changed, so if you dial that number, it may say there's a different number. And just try that different number. Rich Sheehan, welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Well, thank you, Vince. Happy TGIF to you and to our listeners. And I hope everybody has a nice weekend. I know it's compromising these days with everything we're going through as a nation, as a world. And hopefully we'll get through this and one of these days get back to normal, whatever that definition will be.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I've got a tip for y'all, class. You know, I've been working with electricity since very, very young years. Probably 10 years old, maybe even younger than that. And one of the things that you do with electricity is you try to insulate wires from each other. Sometimes you connect them, sometimes you insulate them. But when you insulate them, we typically use black electrical tape. And what I've found is that black electrical tape is made incorrectly everywhere, at least from my perspective. It's too wide. It's about 3/4 of an inch wide. It comes on these rolls, and if you can get them for roughly $1 a roll. And typically what you do is you just cut off a piece, maybe 3 or 4 inches long, and you wrap it around the connection, where the splice is. And it lasts for a while, but it's not very good. So here's what I do. Now, the idea of the electrical tape is to do two things. One, it's to keep moisture out. And two, it's to keep the bare wire connection under the electrical tape from contacting another surface, like a ground or another wire, or another bare electrical connection. So what I do is I unroll about 4 to 5 inches. And I cut the electrical tape with sharp scissors long ways. So I take that 3/4 of an inch wide electrical tape, and I cut it into 2 lengths of 3/8 of an inch wide electrical tape, let's say 4 or 5 inches long. Now I have a thin piece of electrical tape. And I wrap that really tightly around the insulation, heading toward the connection, over the connection, and then back over where I just taped. So the plan is to put at least 2 layers of electrical tape on the connection. But by cutting it lengthwise in half, it's narrow, more narrow, and you can pull it tighter. And it keeps out the moisture better, and it stays in place better, because there are no wrinkles in the tape when you do it that way. And you might want to try that. I mean, it's a very simple thing. It doesn't cost a cent. I mean, if you can use electrical tape anyway, and you happen to have a pair of scissors, it won't cost you anything to try it. And it really works. Now, sometimes I take that extra, that second piece of electrical tape, and I do one of two things with it. I either leave it on the roll, so I can use it the next time, or I go over what I just taped with the second piece. Now, where does this really work well? Sometimes if you have a nick in a wire that's under a car, you can tape that up. And why would you do that? Because in the wintertime, if we ever get allowed to drive again, if we ever have a vehicle on the road again, the salt in the spray that comes up from the salted roads, even if it's not snowing, the salt is still there for, you know, weeks. It will get into the metal conductor, typically copper, and it will corrode it very, very quickly. So if I have a nick in a wire, I will tape that up. I'll remove, you know, I'll use a Q-tip and remove whatever dust, whatever salt and corrosion is on the connection. I'll make sure the connection's good, and then I'll tape it up to prevent further damage. So that's just one tip, and it's worked for me for a really, really long time, at least 50 years. But I've never seen anybody recommend it, never, nowhere. There's no mechanic I've ever heard of that said, hey, here's what you should consider doing. Any comments, Rich Even?
Not particularly about that, but just regarding general comment about self-sufficiency. Folks, with everything that's happening, we've talked about starting a vegetable garden, and you can see how we're being biologically, chemically, technologically, politically, correctly, and psychologically hunted down. And this cookie-cutter follower politically correct subdivision mentality of living in urban, suburban America, we have to start asking ourselves, how long is it going to last under the circumstances, financially, economically, socially, and politically? So I think, you know, listening to Vince, listening to the instructors talk about self-sufficiency in general is going to be the only option for the bottom 93%, because everything is so corrupt, so manipulated, and opportunities are not based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications anymore in America. So thinking outside the box, doing things yourself, I think, is going to be the only way to survive, Vince.
Okay, so yesterday we were sitting around the kitchen table, and I mentioned oil changes to our family. And I said, you know, I believe that the Chinese factory outlet has shut down their oil change operation. Now, their oil change operation is typically, you drive up to the garage bay, and as soon as the guy in front of you has his vehicle done, then yours goes in. You go for a quick oil change. Now, I certainly am not recommending going there, because I don't think that they spend enough time to do a good job. And I've heard of a lot of damage that they've done to cars because they have a lot of untrained people working underneath cars. Well, and on top of cars. So I asked our son, why don't you just check and see if they're open? He got on the computer, and the local supercenter has stopped changing oil on vehicles. That means the battery, lube, and oil change bays are closed, and tires too. So now one of the biggest outlets for oil changes and tires and batteries is closed. So I said, well, why don't you check Springfield, see what's happening there? I said, well, they're all shut down, Dad. I said, yeah, that's what I thought, because that's what I reported on the air here weeks ago, that they did that. And it looks like they're still closed. So to tie that to what Rich Sheeven just said, is you have to pay attention to these things for yourself. So you may not be able to go to a place to have your vehicle serviced. So the simple things you need to learn how to do, like right now. And you can look them up. You can go onto YouTube and you can look up, how do you change your tire? How do you do that? What's a safe way to do it? And look at a couple videos. Don't look at just one, because one guy might give you the wrong advice. For example, you can jack up your car and have it roll down the street. And so you need to chock the wheels. You need to set the parking brake. You need to set the vehicle in park. But if it's front-wheel drive and you jack up the front wheels, you might be putting your front wheels in a locked position with the transmission, so it won't roll down the hill. But if you jack up the front wheels, it will roll down the hill. So you need to be really careful and pay attention to how your car operates. Now, how do you know how to do that? Well, it's in your owner's manual. It's that manual that hardly anybody reads. And I can't tell you how many people have not read their owner's manual. And whenever I buy a new car, well, new to me, a new car to me would be maybe 20 years old, I read the owner's manual. I want to know how everything goes. I want to know where to check the lubricants. I want to know the service frequency. I want to know how often they want me to check the differential fluid, the transmission fluid, how often to change the transmission fluid, how often to change the oil filter, how often I need to grease it, where I need to grease it, how often I need to check the air filters. Now, I know all that, right? But I read it anyway. So I want to make absolutely sure I run through my mind one more time exactly where all of these locations are for all of these Zerk, Z-E-R-K, fittings are. Those are the grease fittings. So that's just a thought, and that's why I wanted to mention electrical tape. There's another thing we probably ought to mention, and this is something that many of you may not have heard about, and I'm going to spell it. D-I, this is one word, D-I, electric, D-I-E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C, dielectric. That means non-conductive. Well, there's a grease that is non-conductive. It's a silicone-based grease, and it's designed to seal moisture out and prevent corrosion on electrical connections or connectors. It can also disrupt the electrical current flow. So what's it good for? Well, if any of you have tried to remove spark plug boots from a spark plug that's been in play for, I don't know, 50,000 miles, and it's gotten hot and cold and hot and cold, it's been under the hood, and the siliconized rubber tends to deteriorate, the spark plug boots tend to stick to the spark plugs, to the insulators. It's really hard to get them off, and sometimes you break the spark plug wires when you take off these boots. Now, that can be a really expensive proposition, because you have to buy new spark plug wires, and you have an 8-cylinder car and you break 3 of them or 2 of them or 1 of them, and you buy a whole new set, it might be $40, $50, $60, $100. Now, if you take a Q-tip and you buy some dielectric grease, which is about $6 for a small tube, and you put a very small amount on the end of a Q-tip and you wipe it on the inside of the spark plug boot, the siliconized rubber part that contacts the spark plug itself, that won't happen. It'll be very easy to remove in the future. I'll give you one more tip about that when we come back.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunnybay.com.
sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
And sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was talking about a couple of tips, electrical tape and dielectric grease. Now, I looked on the internet, dielectric grease, 3-ounce tube, so it's a small tube. It's like a toothpaste tube, but much smaller. 3 ounces, $6.99 on Amazon. Now, I'm not recommending you buy it from Amazon. I'm just giving you that as a representative price. And I've had a tube, I still have about a third of it left, and it's the same tube I've been using for 15 years. Okay? So it lasts a very long time, and you use a very small amount. So you can put it on the end of a Q-tip, put it, wipe it on the inside of the spark plug boots so that you have a nice slippery connection, and the spark plug boot and the spark plug terminal will connect much easier. And by preventing moisture from getting in there, the connections will last longer and you'll have a better spark. Also, on the distributor cap nipples, that would be the same kind of a, it's like a spark plug boot, but it's on the distributor cap, and they're called nipples. You can put it on there, too. Ignition coil connectors, we put it on there. Headlamp connectors. And we also put it on the light bulbs, the automotive. Not household light bulbs. Not household light bulbs. Automotive light bulbs. So you have headlights and taillights and side marker lights. And they typically have a socket that you put the bulb into. Well, that connection between the socket and the bulb will typically corrode because of the salt. And if you have brass sockets, like an older style, like an 1157 type bulb from the 60s and the 70s, they tend to corrode with the salt in the air, the salt mist from these the spraying of salt on the side on the highways. Well, if you take that Q-tip and you wipe the inside of the socket, the brass socket, or whatever the socket may be, made out of, and you put some on the bulb connection. Not on the glass, you know, lens, if you will, of the bulb. Not on there. Only on the connection surface. It will tend to last a lot longer. And you won't have anywhere near as many problems as you do if you don't do that. So I wanted to share those tips with you. And we can go to Rich Sheehan, his thoughts, and maybe news in a flash. Rich, any comments on what I said about those connectors?
Well, you know what? You know what, Vince? I think it would be a really great idea today. I know my regular day is Tuesday, so I'm trying to stay in the background today. But how about when you talk about specific self-sufficiency, I'm going to talk about why you need to leave the city, go more rural, and be more self-sufficient. How does that sound when you give me a little airtime?
Yeah, you got it right now.
Awesome. All right, I want to mention an article. New York issues do not resuscitate order for cardiac patients. Do you really want to live in New York City? Watch New York Governor Cuomo says his life is more important than yours. Running out of money is no big deal. And you get an essential job if you are suffering so bad. So what's going to be dubbed essential, folks, if you live in cities or blue states? What's the definition? Is it going to be if you tattletale on your neighbors, if you censor or surveil your neighbors, if you repeat politically correct second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand information, rumors, gossip, hearsay, what's going to be dubbed essential? And I've got to repeat what I've said last time I was on the air, that Los Angeles mayor says if you don't do what he tells you to do, he's going to shut off your power and water. Okay, this is totalitarian and USSR dictator-type stuff. And the George Washington Bridge, and I've traveled over that when I lived in New York many times, probably thousands of times in my early life. The George Washington Bridge, I read, is charging trucks $100 to go across into New York City each way. And, boy, I can see commercial real estate in those areas and food prices going, commercial real estate dropping through the basement and food going through the roof and social distancing rules the way that they have. How the heck can anybody under the present circumstances think they're going to eke out a living in urban, suburban America under these conditions? Vince?
You know, I was thinking about the resuscitation. So a good Samaritan could be just walking down the sidewalk, seeing someone in distress, and the guy's flat on the sidewalk, and the Good Samaritan jumps in and starts resuscitating him. And I can just imagine people picking up their cell phones, calling 911, demanding that the police show up to help protect the guy who's being resuscitated from the guy who is trying to save his life. Because it may look like the guy is beating up the guy who just fell down on the sidewalk. Can you imagine that? We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to put his signature today on an extension of the coronavirus-related small business loan program that ran out of money last week. The measure gives more cash to help small businesses keep workers on the payroll amid the coronavirus outbreak. The House passed it yesterday with an overwhelming majority. The Democratic-led chamber also authorized a new special select committee to conduct oversight on coronavirus stimulus spending.
The yeas are 212 and the nays are 182. The resolution is adopted.
Democrats say they need to make sure stimulus dollars are being spent properly. Republicans say the panel's unnecessary as the House already has committees conducting oversight. President Trump now says he may extend social distancing guidelines to pass the 1st of May. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The head of a large flight attendants union is now asking the Trump administration to ground all non-essential air flights until the coronavirus pandemic is over. In a letter, the Association of Flight Attendants CWA urging U.S. Departments of Transportation and Health and Human Services to bar all leisure travel until the virus is fully contained. The union says at least 250 of its 50,000 members have tested positive for the virus, and some of them have died. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow is the number one pick in the 2020 NFL draft. The Cincinnati Bengals selecting the Heisman Trophy winner first overall in the first ever virtual draft last night. The Washington Redskins then took Ohio State defensive end Chase Young second. Rounds 2 and 3 will be held today. Rounds 4 through 7 will be held on Saturday. An estate agency that promotes Hawaii tourism is now paying to get some visitors to leave. The Hawaii Tourism Authority has set aside $25,000 to send tourists away if they refuse to abide by the state's 14-day quarantine to stop the spread of the coronavirus there. The state says that 19 people have been flown back to their home airports since the quarantine order took effect on April 1st. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, Rich Evans with us live in Montana. So I've got some bad news for you, class. The FCC, Federal Communications Commission, just voted to free up a 6 gigahertz spectrum in the United States. And this means that more airwaves for Internet routers, less latency and faster speeds. And roughly 3 times the speed of your traditional router, okay, the 2.4 gigahertz router or the cell phone area on the or cell phone spectrum, 2.4 gigahertz. It's going to be 6 gigahertz, and it has been approved. So it's touted as the biggest upgrade in 20 years in Wi-Fi. So people are excited because faster. It's going to go much faster. So here's the way to look at this. So there's the 2.4 gigahertz spectrum, the 5 gigahertz, and the 6 gigahertz spectrums. Okay. So what happens in terms of throughput, meaning how much data can go across the frequencies at one time, you get more throughput with 6 gigahertz, much more throughput with 6 gigahertz than you do with 2.4 gigahertz. But the range for 2.4 gigahertz is farther than 6 gigahertz. And latency, that's the delay, is much longer for 2.4 gigahertz than it is for 6 gigahertz. So what does the GDP benefit from this? Well, they get more throughput and less delay. So they're probably really excited about this. So that's where we are with Wi-Fi. Faster Wi-Fi is coming to pollute an area near you very soon. So here we are. This decision from the FCC puts pressure on regulators in other countries who will need to catch up with the U.S. So we are spearheading some of this technology. So to recap, Wi-Fi 6 is the new standard in Wi-Fi technology. It's promising better speeds. Devices everywhere are set to adopt the new standard over the next year, and the technology promises to better handle more devices using Wi-Fi simultaneously, greater security using a new standard called WPA3, and the battery life will be extended because it decreases the amount of the device's use of electricity. Okay, and more information can be delivered even faster using a combination of new software and hardware. So, more faster, better, except if you happen to be in the room or the area where these waves are, and they will disrupt your immune system even more.
Yep.
So, if you don't care about your health, this is like a great thing. But if you do care about your health, it's a terrible thing. And it's brought to you by the Federal Communications Commission. Any comments, Rich?
Well, yeah. First of all, Netflix stock is going through the roof, even though they haven't made much money, if any, right now. And I believe everything's going to change. And this is the reason why I'm doing these shows, Vince, because I'm trying to give people ideas and solutions. And hopefully things will get better in America. But we can't look at one thing fixing it all. It's analogous to vaccines. When you look at the package insert, you look at the side effect profile, you look at the adverse events, the contraindications, you know, they're talking about, when we talk about lowering immune system and nanotechnology and chips in your body and all, and your phone next to your ear and Wi-Fi in your home and smart meter, electromagnetic radiation, never mind 5G, we're talking, the reason why I mentioned the package insert for drugs is because when you look at the side effect profile, the adverse events and contraindications, they're paragraphs long. Every body works differently, whether it be through vibrations or electromagnetic radiation, and some bodies don't have tolerance. And we have to start looking at, you know, getting off of Netflix and getting out in the garden and playing in the dirt and building your immune system. You know, even the governor of West Virginia says, looks like after this pandemic, there's going to be a massive return to rural life. I mean, we have to look at what the agenda, the powers that be, have created for us. And the money is not going in the pockets of the little guy, the bottom 93%. Here's an article. Six senators unanimously passed a $483 billion spending boom for American billionaires, which makes them richer now since the pandemic. And big banks are even getting bigger. Now, keep in mind, we're bailing out the banks several times. They're getting free money, charging us so-called fees to process loans, and then they charge interest to us on top of that. So the risks to the bank are nil, and the taxpayer pays for everything through taxes and inflation. And this is what's happening. We have to look at the agenda behind everything that's happening, like this virus thing. It's an agenda against the patriots and Trump. It's for forced austerity. It's to crash the economy. It's to get rid of cash because they say it's dirty. in order to create a government centralized cryptocurrency. It's technology controlled by China with the help of the UN, the World Health Organization, Hollywood, Soros, and Gates, and more. It's to create social distancing, to make us more submissive and break our will. It's to eliminate voting legitimacy. You know, let's vote by mail so we can rig everything. It's to eliminate the Constitution, freedom, liberty, and the rule of law. And food shortages. That's why this West Virginia governor is saying that there's going to be a massive return to rural life. Because we don't have... Everything's been modified in the laboratories, proteins, amino acid, enzymes. We don't have any nutrition left, and that's what's affecting our immune system. The continued fake information from the mainstream media, depopulation events, forced vaccines, which, again, lowers our immune system for the purpose of an immunity passport, forced lockdowns, which is house arrests, while they're constructing new 5G towers where you live. Delegitimizing work. Right now unemployment's 23%. This is what happens, Vince, when we allow divide and conquer strategies and political correctness to occur and people don't say anything. As long as we keep sticking up for our group, our hyphen and pronoun, we're going to destroy America through divide and conquer techniques, chaos, infighting, race wars, gender wars, you name it. So get back to the country, folks. Build your immune system. Build your skill sets. That's one of the reasons why Vince talks about all these little ideas and solutions that could make you more self-sufficient. And, you know, even, I mean, eight meatpacking plants close in weeks across America, stoking food shortage fears. I mean, this is... How are we going to survive, folks, if we don't go to the country and start growing our food, raising our animals, harvesting wood for heat, thinking outside the box and being more self-sufficient? I just see everything breaking down. Credit and debt distress in corporate debt, mortgage debt, municipal markets, consumer debt, emerging markets, federal debt, commodities. Defaults, delinquencies, and bankruptcies are going through the roof. Consumer confidence and optimism is going down through the basement. How much money printing is going to occur before we really lose consumer confidence in the Federal Reserve note? I think it's all speculation right now, but the only way, Vince, I see the little guy surviving is moving to rural America and being self-sufficient, especially in the realm of food and water and natural resources and living off the land and living below their means and staying out of debt except for their house and their land. Vince?
Well, you're not going to believe this.
I believe
I got the most. Well, no, this is really good news. It's hard to believe I'm saying that, right? I was on the phone yesterday. A man called me, and he said he wanted to buy a cow and a calf from us. And so I asked him about it. And, you know, we were talking, and he's got about 10 acres. So he's doing exactly what you're talking about, Rich. But here's how he's doing it. He is taking that $1,200 check that the government is sending, and he's going to buy a cow and a calf with it. Is that great news or what?
Well, that's intelligent news. That's where money should be going, is to building skill sets, thinking outside the box, learning how to butcher, learning how to skin, learning how to gut an animal, learning how to take care of them. You know, not to mention the fact that you can control your own destiny with meat that's not grown in a laboratory or that's GMO. That's absolutely the right thing to do.
Here's what he's going to do. So his plan is to have the cow and the calf, you know, the mama and the baby, and, you know, in a while, let's say 6 months or so, borrow a bull and get the mama pregnant again, and not the calf, though, just the mama. And then in 2 years or so, you have the calf get pregnant, and so we'll take the cow and the calf, and he'll have four in a few years. So he will double his herd in 4 years. And then as he continues, maybe he can buy the property next door, and expand his operation. And that's what we did. I mean, we bought pregnant cows, Black Angus pregnant cows, and we built our herd from those Black Angus pregnant cows. And then we bought a bull, and then we had more cows and more cows and more cows and so forth. And that's what we did. And that's how, and you know, that's what farming is all about. And so if you're willing to start small, you can do that. And you can start your herd with, you know, less than $1,000 or about $1,000. Or depending on what kind of animals you buy, you know, if you want to buy just a couple calves, maybe $800, two $400 calves, or two $500 calves, and off you go. So I wanted to read something to you, Rich. Your name is in this. And it says, let's see. Okay. This is an email I received. Dear Vincent, I appreciate your show with Rich. It reinforced my resolve to continue to prepare. I think our country is severely harmed by this corona panic. I'm going to grow, preserve, dehydrate, and stock up as much as I can throughout the spring and the summer. Who knows what this fall and winter will bring? I just wanted to let you know that you have impacted me to continue and not stop preparing. What do you think about that? Is that nice or what?
Oh yeah, it's that's what we try to do, is to get people to not give up, get people to stick to whatever their plan may be. You know, that's one of the reasons why I always dovetail financial, economic, social, and political rationale together so we can connect the dots and follow the money and the corruption and the manipulation, and at the same time give certain ideas and solutions how to control one's own destiny. That's what this show is all about.
Controlling your own destiny, making your preparations, avoiding mistakes. That's what we're trying to teach. And we've got a caller from New Jersey on the line. We're going to be with you in just a couple minutes after these few short commercial announcements. Rich Eben and I will be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us, and joining us from New Jersey, Arjun. Am I saying that right? Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yeah, it's Arjun. Arjun.
Arjun. Okay, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. So I was wondering that if somebody has never done farming, if they don't know anything about farming, and you were explaining that you can grow your like garden, like just close to your kitchen, how can they go about like learning how to like grow any of these crops, like potatoes or maybe onions, tomatoes? And even if we grow the thing that we talk about in radio show, that you know, like food is going to be, there will be a shortage of food, and if that's going to happen, won't your garden be at risk also, that like somebody else can come and steal your food from your garden also?
Okay, to address your last question first, having a garden, is that a risk? Absolutely. Absolutely, because I believe that people will behave differently when they're hungry as compared to the good old days when they had plenty of money and plenty of food in their bellies. So people who are desperate do desperate things. So you're absolutely right. So in terms of advertising, you know, your garden, I wouldn't do that. As a matter of fact, during the Great Depression, the first one, back in the 1930s, 1940s, people put up fences around their backyards to kind of hide their gardens. Okay, because fences that were difficult to climb, because there are plenty of lazy people who would be delighted to help you eat your tomatoes and your produce. So that's a problem. That's a problem. And if you live in close proximity to other people, I don't know how you're going to fix that. Now, what you can do is if you have a porch and it's in the sun, you know, the sun's on it most of the day, southern-facing porch, you can get buckets, 5-gallon buckets, and drill a hole roughly a quarter of an inch in diameter, maybe 4 holes around the base of that bucket, 1 inch off the bottom. Okay, so water will drain out except for the bottom 1 inch. and you can plant bucket tomatoes, bucket lettuce, and so forth. And it works. It absolutely works. Bucket peppers. So here on our farm, we have these, they're called lick tubs. They're about 20 gallons in capacity. They're low, maybe 2 feet tall. They're about a little smaller than a hula hoop in diameter. And we feed the cows protein in the winter in these tubs. And when the tubs are empty, we rinse them out, put some soil in it, some lime, and we plant, and put some peat moss in there as well. And we plant lettuce and tomatoes and peppers and so forth. And the idea of having it next to your kitchen or close to your kitchen is because if it is, you'll take care of it. If it's in the corner of the property where you have to go out of your way to get to it, it's too far and it gets neglected. And bringing water to it is, you know, much more difficult unless you have water over there. So the plan is to keep it close, keep an eye on it, and it will do much better. Now, right now you can, you know, consider lettuce and you can consider buying some pepper plants and buying some tomato plants if you, if there's a place where you can safely buy them, already started, because it's going to take several weeks for them to, you know, to, well, probably almost 2 months to get to the point where you can plant them. So if you start with seeds, Rich Sheehan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll tell you something. When you were talking about lettuce and things like that, spinach, cabbage family, like cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, that type of thing, root crops, all root crops, all cold weather and root crops are very, very easy to grow, sir. All you need is sun, water, and soil. And I recommend putting raised beds. Use anything as a barrier. I just get logs off my property, and I make a rectangle. And then I put in soil, and I always have a compost pile. So every time you throw something away, especially that's organic, from an eggshell to a radish top to a tomato stem, it doesn't matter. I have a little hobby farm here, so I got Great Pyrenees guard dogs. I have goats and chickens, and if my leftovers don't go to those three, they go into the compost pile. And I use the manure from the goats and the chickens, and I literally make my own soil. So what you could do, if you live in urban suburban America and you want to stay there, I would get some type of barrier. And it doesn't have to be expensive, doesn't have to be fancy, something that will hold a minimum of 8 inches of dirt, minimum. I prefer 2 feet, but I'm saying minimum. Get some soil, go to your nursery, your landscaping outfit place, and put in the soil in the raised beds, and you can start gardening right away.
Yeah. And, do you live where the population is dense, or do you have a little bit of room, Ashu?
Yes, I do live in a densely populated part, but the thing is that, like, I'm planning to move to more to the countryside, and actually I wanted to ask you like one more question, and I see that music is coming.
So
should I wait for it, or should I ask right now?
No, I'd like you to hold. I'd like you to hold,
okay, sure.
And through the commercial break, it's going to be about 7 minutes, and then we'll take your question. So please stay with us. And thank you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.